Let us go to Matthew, the 14th chapter, in verse 14 through 21. And we find these words that are very precious. We see a principle here for our thoughts for the day, and that is that God healed the multitude before he fed the multitude. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and they took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full, and they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. So this is a beautiful principle that we see here, how that before that he fed the multitude, he ministered to their needs. He made them whole. He healed them of their diseases so that they could enjoy the table of the Lord. And isn't that true with us? Before that Jesus takes us and makes us to lie down in his green pastures, and before that he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies, he invites us to accept him as a shepherd that can heal us and minister to our needs and meet our needs. Then we're ready to feed at his table. So before he fed them, he healed them. And isn't that a beautiful picture? Should we not go to a prayer? And should we not say, as he did in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us, our debts, and forgive us our trespasses, that we can cry out, give us now our daily bread." What's the use of being taken to a beautiful table if you're sick and you're unable to eat? So we should kneel in prayer and ask God to forgive us and let him heal our bad attitudes and our bad dispositions and the sicknesses of our thoughts and our feelings and our actions, that we can then sit down in the Word of God and enjoy the Word of God. This is why many people do not enjoy God's Word. They do not find pleasure in it. They do not find delight in it, because they will not let Jesus Christ heal them as he healed the multitude, and then he fed the multitude. And so I'm afraid we've had a lot of this spirit today, that sometimes after people have prayed for other people physically and they feel that God's done a miracle or done a wonder, well, they say, "Send them away now and let them go find their own spiritual food." But Jesus did not do this. He ministered to them physically and he healed them physically, and then he set them down to a table and provided nourishment for them. And that was the demonstration, a picture of what he wants to do for us. Us likewise in the spiritual, to heal our hearts, our souls, our minds' diseases, and then set us down to his precious Word of God and eat. And he always spreads an abundant table, and note that there was plenty left over for the next day to come, so to speak. And so, beloved, again, we see the same principle in Matthew, the 15th chapter, beginning in verse 29. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, "I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way." And his disciples say unto them, "When should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude?" And Jesus saith unto them, how many loaves have you? And they said, seven, and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the seven loaves and the fishes and gave thanks and brake them and gave to his disciples. And the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the broken meat that was left, seven baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men, besides women and children. So, beloved, we see again the same divine principle. People coming by the multitudes to have their sicknesses, their diseases healed. This Jesus did graciously again on this occasion. And again, he fed them. He would not send them away fasting in the wilderness, lest they faint in the way. So it's not just enough in our day to meet the physical needs of people by praying for them and even seeing God minister a blessing upon them. It's not even enough, beloved, to minister salvation, the healing of the soul to people. We must do more than that. We must feed them the spiritual bread of life. We must give them something to eat and grow thereby, lest they faint in the way. And so what a beautiful lesson that Jesus demonstrated here, that before that we send the people away after we've ministered to them, whether it's through a prayer for a physical needs or whether it's healing for their souls, let's not send them away after that empty, but let us minister the bread of life lest they faint in the way. It's always a miracle to me after Jesus did these marvelous things for the multitude, healed them, ministered to their needs, and spread a table abundantly before them. It's always amazing then when we see them so fickle and so changed almost in a moment of time. In Matthew, the 27th chapter, in verse 20, it says, but the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. It's always a miracle to me to see how those that have been blessed by anointed hands and have had life ministered to them and healing ministered to them and food ministered to them to be so fickle and so easily persuaded to turn from the living hands that have ministered like with Jesus here. May God forbid that we should be like that. May we be appreciative not only for the life, sure it all comes from Jesus Christ, but for the hands that have provided and ministered that life that God has used. Let us be grateful for what God gives us. Let us not be like the fickle multitude. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for these divine thoughts of life and light. Today, we pray that you would quicken this one principle into our hearts today. Lord Jesus, that we might be grateful for thy divine healing power upon our bodies and upon our souls and spirits, and that we indeed might be grateful for the table that you do so abundantly spread for us, both naturally and spiritually. Help us to have thy gratitude and thy grace in our soul. In Jesus' lovely name, amen.